Well, it's great to have on the BPN broadcast today on this Saturday a longtime friend of mine, Bishop Tony Miller from Oklahoma City. He pastors the Gate Church in Oklahoma City, a great church there. I was able to minister there just a few weeks ago. And Bishop Tony Miller is the founder and president of Destiny World, and reaching literally around the world. And Bishop Tony Miller has been my friend since 1987. So it's been a long-term relationship. He's a wonderful man of God. He's the author of several books. One of my favorite is Journey to Significance, and he's got some other books. But Bishop Tony Miller, welcome to the broadcast today.
Well, thank you, Brother Dale. It's great to be with you and to be a part of the broadcast.
Well, I know that God has given you a major opportunity to minister into the body of Christ, particularly in the lives of pastors and ministers. I know you do leadership conferences. You minister on television, radio, and, you know, God has given you an opportunity to reach literally around the world, particularly in the lives of pastors and churches and leaders.
I've had the privilege, Dale, of preaching in 75 nations of the world, and we've had about 275,000 pastors go through our training schools in the last 25 years. So I spend my life with leaders on a regular basis, and I am honored to serve them and to see the purpose and destiny of God brought forth in their life, and to see the things that God put in them for this generation come forth and be brought into fruition. You know, I learned a long time ago, Brother Dale, that our potential is God's gift to us. You didn't earn it. You can't buy it. God deposits it in your life. He gives you potential in raw form. But what we do with it is our gift back to God. And so I've spent my life trying to help other people learn how to discover and deploy the potential of God that's been invested in their life.
Well, I know that you are certainly gifted to do that. And today I would just like, before we have prayer together, I'd just like to talk you to talk with us about what you see in the church, because I know that you have entrance into some of the great churches in America and other parts of the world. I consider you one of the great preachers of our time, one of the great spokespersons, and I believe that God has given you tremendous insight. And just to share a little bit about what you see going on in the church today, any concerns you have, and how there may be a call to pray, a call to revival. I know that so many churches are falling into this, without being negative, a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And so what do we need in the church today?
Brother Dale, as I travel across not only our nation, but the nations of the world, we're becoming obvious that North America is becoming one of the great mission fields and one of the greatest needy areas of our generation. 100 years ago, America was the seedbed of missions, world evangelization, and the place where the gospel was exported to help change the world. But over the last 20 to 40 years, we have seen not necessarily a decrease in the generosity of America in its sense of still giving, but in its impact, because in a lot of ways we have taken what was birthed, I believe, by the Spirit and the life of God, and now we've tried to maintain it by the ingenuity of men. While I believe God is creative and that unique gift of his divine nature has been deposited into us, that we too are creative, I do not believe it that we can build the church or the kingdom, take cities, break down strongholds simply through the ingenuity and creativity of mankind. So there's a great hunger in my heart. I lead a network of churches, but I believe God's put a trumpet in my hand to blow that we are calling churches for to be true presence-driven churches. Churches that once again recognize, make room for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. You know, Zechariah prophesied in Zechariah 4, verse number 6, he said, "It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my spirit." And literally, those words mean it's not by the tenacity of you refusing to give up, and it's not by the strength of all the things you have amassed. In other words, you 10,000 people being in your auditorium is not what's going to make your city come to the cross and be impacted for the kingdom. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by the working of my spirit. And then he says to him in the very next verse that this mountain shall become a plain when you shall grace to it. And literally what he's saying is that when the Spirit of God begins to operate in the earth, he brings back the ability to recover lost purposes. And one of the, I think that the lost purpose there is that the house of God had become forgotten. The foundation of God had become covered over with rubbish, and it become a mountain in Zerubbabel's pathway. But God said, "My spirit is coming to remove the rubbish and all the things that have blocked you from purpose and distracted you and detracted from my ability. I'm blowing it off of that foundation because my grace is coming. There's an empowerment coming to rise up and be the people of the Spirit." So I'm excited today, Dale, because I really believe that God is calling for churches all across North America to not just buy into the processed systems of our day, if I could say it that way, because I don't want to be negative about how people do church. It's not about style, it's about substance. And I just sense that we have been content in America to be processed, franchised, fast food, when in reality the Holy Spirit is coming to awaken an army of people from the inside who will stand up, look at the things that God has promised them and said, "You know what, we've got to recover lost purposes. We've got to recover the things that were destined to be a part of our DNA and a part of our nature so that God's power is released."
Well, I believe that. And I believe that God is raising up an army of pastors who will be like Gideon, will blow that trumpet, and people will hear the sound. But I know that there are so many pastors today that are intimidated by the war on Christianity. They're intimidated by the opinions of other people, parishioners in their church. And so somehow the so many pastors are becoming silenced, and even the Holy Spirit is being reduced to a back room or somewhere else. And there's a war on what we would call spirit-led church or spirit-led services, and a reduction of praying in the Spirit, or being confined to this or that. I just sense that there's pastors out there are so hungry for God, but maybe they're intimidated by time restraints, time restrictions, people that may not go along or endorse what they're doing or saying. And maybe you could just address this situation, because I know that there are Christian leaders in our nation that's really waged war on the gifts of the Spirit and Spirit-led services.
Yeah, I think everywhere just about in the Bible, when the angel of the Lord showed up to call forth a man or a woman into a destiny that would shake up the system of the day, the angel always began his address to them with "Fear not," because I think intimidation becomes the avenue that the enemy uses to silence men and women who have incredible gifts. We're living right now in a time, Dale, when I think our whole world, and particularly North America, is living under a spirit of fear and timidity, not just in the church world. It's manifesting in church leadership because it's a reality in the whole natural setting of our world. We just finished an election cycle in America just a few weeks ago, where there was voting that took place, and obviously the consequences of the outcome of that vote has shifted some of our political landscape. But here was what was intriguing to me. When they did the exit survey of all the people leaving the voting booth, and they asked them, what is it that motivated you to vote the way you did? 70% of the people gave an answer that denoted some fear they had. I was afraid of the economy. I was afraid of my job. I was afraid I wouldn't have health care. I was afraid of ISIS. I was afraid that we were going to have terrorist attacks. So 70% of the voters were driven by fear to make a decision. The reality is that the pulpits of America are being confronted on a weekly basis with the powers of darkness seeking to intimidate us. And I believe that the first voice that we're going to hear is the voice of the Lord saying, fear not. Be free from this intimidating spirit that is coming. When David came to face Goliath, he got intimidated from three different directions. The first intimidation came from his own brothers. They intimidated him with their criticism. Why are you down here? Who's keeping them sheep you got? Who do you think you are? What makes you think you can be any different than us? We got a giant here. We're afraid to handle it.
Yeah.
What makes you think you can handle it? So they tried to intimidate Goliath before he had a chance to even fail.
Yeah.
They tried to intimidate him.
Yeah.
As soon as he leaves his brothers, the next person that he tries to intimidate him is his own overseer. King Saul looks at him and says, David, this man is a warrior from his youth. This guy's been trained. He's a part of the greatest army that we've ever faced, the Philistines. You can't do this, son. You're a shepherd boy. And he wanted to intimidate him by his lack of skill and his lack of resource.
Yeah.
And David had to give him his resume. You don't understand, Saul. Thank God delivered me from the bear, the paw of the bear and the grasp of the in this circumstance. And then he gets on the battlefield, and his enemy, Goliath, starts trying to intimidate him by mocking him. Who am I, a dog, that you should come at me with a stick and with stones? And he tried to intimidate him out of the battle. And I just sensed the Holy Ghost today, Dale, saying, fear not.
Yeah.
This is not a day for timidity. This is not a day to be fearful over what we don't have. This is a day to run to the battlefield. This is a day to embrace the power of God. This is really not a negative day, because the more we see the world evolving into darkness, the greater the ability of the gospel, I believe, to bring true transformation to people's lives if we won't be timid.
I agree.
The thing that we have in our hands, the treasure that we possess, is more valuable, more powerful, more enlightening, and more transforming than anything that the world has to offer. And we're timid to even offer it. This is the greatest day for the full gospel church has ever been.
Yeah.
We live in a generation of experiential people. Everybody wants to experience something. And when we finally got a generation that wants to be experiential, the full gospel church has become non-experiential. This is the moment we've been born for. This is what I believe God's been trying to get us to for 100 years. Ever since Azusa, is to bring us to a generation that would embrace the activity of the Holy Spirit in such a way that it couldn't be explained. It could only be experienced.
Oh, I agree. I certainly concur. And I just know that that we're on the precipice of something incredible. Spiritually in our nation. I just know that there are men out there that are looking for leaders like yourself who will like Gideon, blow the trumpet. And so I just want you to spend a few moments. You can say a few words to pastors or church leaders, or you can just pray for them. But I want you at least pray for them today.
Dale, this morning when I knew that we would be sharing on this phone call, I was awakened with this reality. And if there's pastors that are listening today, I'm rallying pastors to a fresh move and a fresh wind of the Holy Ghost. In fact, later on I can tell you about an opportunity where we're gathering in March, but I just sense that there is an awakening of presence-driven, spirit-empowered people who are taking themselves and putting themselves into a new position, an upright position, to begin to move forward. But this morning when I got up, I sensed the Holy Spirit say this to me. You know, history is recorded in lifetimes. When you read a biography, you get 75 years of a man's life in 250 pages. It's recorded in lifetimes, but watch this, it's experienced in moments.
Yeah.
And we are in a divine moment. We are in a divine moment. And our ability to perceive the moment is going to give us the power to enter into it. Jesus came to Jerusalem and said, if you would have recognized your day, things would have changed. But because you couldn't recognize it, you didn't have the power to enter into it. I believe there's people listening to our voice today. The Holy Spirit is sparking something on the inside of people who are listening. Not only pastors, but leaders in business world. People in every dimension are being awakened to the fact, you know what, I was born for this moment. And I perceive this is not a day to retreat. This is a day to advance. This is a day to move in and take advantage of what it is that God wants to do in this moment. And if I will perceive the moment, God will empower me to move into it. And I just want to say to every leader, do not miss this moment. Don't say 3 months and then comes, or 4 months, or in a couple of years, or when the White House changes, or when the, no. This is the moment. I believe 2015 is an incredibly strategic year, prophetically, for the body of Christ. And if we rise up and embrace the moment, allow the Holy Spirit to breathe on us, we're going to see some recovery of lost purposes and lost things that are coming back to the house of God. I believe we're going to see altars filled. I believe we're going to see marriages put back together.
Yeah.
We're going to see things that nobody can explain. They can only experience.
I agree. Well, say a prayer for us, Bishop Tony Miller.
Father, I thank you today for people who have joined to this prayer network, to this broadcast. Lord, I thank you today for the power and the awakening of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we acknowledge today that everything you do in the earth, you do on the basis of Calvary through the power of the Spirit. And I pray today in Jesus' name that you would empower your people, breathe a fresh breath of God into our lives. Cause us to stand up and become the people you desire us to be. Lord, I pray for pastors today. I pray that the spirit of intimidation would come off of their lives. May we not be intimidated by our culture. May we not be intimidated by the people around us. May we not be pressed into a mold, but may we be people who believe the report of the Lord and encourage, speak, and declare the things that you have put in our hearts. Lord, I pray for cities today to be awakened.
Yeah.
Lord, you've placed men and women in cities to awaken those cities that the kingdom of God has come. It is here.
Yes.
And I thank you for your rulership and your reign. We come to push back the forces of darkness today and to release your lordship into every place and every sphere of life. In Jesus' name, amen.
And I set myself in agreement. Really appreciate you being on the broadcast, Bishop Tony Miller. Tell people how they can reach you. There may be pastors. I mean, there's a lot of pastors out there. They just feel all alone. They just would really love to get connected with your ministry. And tell the people how they can contact you.
thank you, Brother Dale, for giving us this opportunity. For those who may be pastors, I have a network of churches called Destiny Network International, churches across the world that together. We have times where guys can gather. They can go to our local church, www.thegatechurch.tv, or they can go to www.destinywo.com and get information. That's thegatechurch.tv. There's resources that will be available on that website or to destinywo.com. And Brother Dale, I just believe I felt such an urgency in 2015. I'm holding a gathering for pastors and leaders the first week in March in Oklahoma City to call men to do things that are, I believe, unprecedented. Habakkuk said, I'm going to do a work in the earth that had I told you, you wouldn't have believed it because it was unprecedented. And I believe there's some unprecedented things that's about to be released in the earth. I would encourage every man, woman that could, that has a leadership capacity in this nation, if you can get to the heartland, something strategic will happen those few days. I feel it strongly. We can serve pastors. We do it on a regular basis. They can contact me, and I'd be happy to do what I could.
And give us the dates again for your for the conference in March.
It's March 4, 5, and 6.
March 4, 5, and 6 in Oklahoma City. And, of course, you can contact Bishop Tony Miller through thegatechurch.tv or destinywo.com. Thank you so much for being on the broadcast, Bishop Tony Miller. I sure love you, and thank you for sharing today here on BPN Radio.
Brother Dale, thank you. And I want to say to those that are listening, this is a great ministry to sow into. I've known Dale since 1987, and I've never known a man that can stir people's hearts to believe God in prayer more than Dale Gentry, Dale and Gene Gentry. So, Dale, it's my honor. Thank you. We love you. We bless you in Jesus' name.
And thank you. And appreciate you being on the broadcast today, driving down the road. You have a safe journey.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.